Welcome to Morning English. This is January.
Hello, everybody. This is Nora. 欢迎大家收听早安英文。
Nora, do you know much about Japanese celebrities?
Yeah, I think so. I was really into Japanese culture at my teenage time. You know, movies, manga, variety shows, and so on.
What is manga?
就是漫画。
哦，哎，那你知道北野武吗？
哎，那当然了，他可算得上是日本的搞笑天皇。虽然很多时候我看他的综艺啊，觉得他的笑话有点恶趣味，然后我也不太能够懂。But you know, his experience can definitely be described as legendary and at the same time astounding.
对，他还是一名知名的导演。那么他最为人熟知的电影应该就是《菊次郎的夏天》。他算得上是一个传奇人物。而且啊，他的故事总是很离奇，让人诧异。
Yeah, but he's not just a film director.
Yeah, his career spread across different genres, styles, and mediums.
没错，那我们今天就一起来了解一下日本这位家喻户晓的名人北野武。
我们这期节目的内容呢，都整理成了文字版的笔记，欢迎大家到微信搜索“早安英文”，私信回复“加油”两个字。来领取我们的文字版笔记。
Well, Takeshi Kitano might not be a household name in China or in the West, but with his Japanese legacy, he probably should be.
没错 ，a household name means a name that everyone knows， 指就是家喻户晓的名字。For example, 刘德华 is a household name in China.
Right, 那前面说到其实北野武应该也是家喻户晓的，其实主要是因为啊，他在日本艺术上所做的贡献。在这里呢，就用到了一个单词叫做 legacy， 指的就是 money or property， 也可以指的是文化遗产 cultural legacy。
Yeah, and in his early career, he was part of a popular comedy duo in the 1970s and 1980s.
对，早期北野武刚出道其实是以双人喜剧亮相的，英文当中双人就可以用这个词 D-U-O, duo。
对，还有就是音乐中的二重奏嘛，也可以用这个词 duo。
Yep, under the stage name Beat Takeshi, he's famous as a stand-up comedian, a film actor, and a television personality.
那艺名或者叫舞台名 We can just say stage name。 到现在呢，就是大家还是会称他的舞台名叫做Beat Takeshi， 因为他出道的组合的名字就叫做 The Two Beats。
是的，他之后呢就开始从事了各个领域，比较成功的就是 A stand-up comedian， 单口相声演员， A film actor， 演员，还有 A television personality， 就是电视名人。
对， personality 这个单词的用法大家可以特别留意一下，通常我们使用的时候是指的一个人的性格， likeHe has a strong personality, 就是指的他的个性很强很突出。但是我们刚刚说的这个 television personality, 这个时候的 personality 的用法就指的是名人。
Yeah, so it's the same as celebrity or famous person.
Right.
So Nora, before you described him as legendary, why is that?
Well, do you know gangsters?
Yeah, gangsters are members of an organized group of violent criminals, 指的就是黑帮。
Yeah, and in Japanese, the word for gangster is Yazuka. And he brought movies of Yazuka gangster genre to a global public.
所以最开始的日本黑帮电影就是由他而起。
没错，而且当时啊，他还拍了很多这种系列的电影，就被称为暴力美学。And he says, I intentionally shoot violence to make the audience feel real pain. That's how it is in real life.And that's how it should be expressed.
Yeah, and the important thing is that he doesn't glamorize violence, nor depict it without necessity.
Right. Glamorize means to make something bad appear attractive or exciting. 所以北野武就是很直观的在呈现暴力，并没有对他进行美化 glamorize, 而且总是在必要的时候才会去描述暴力。
Yeah, and his philosophy is that one shall not resort to violence unless one is resolved to become the subject of violence at any time.
Resort to 意思就是诉诸、求助于。Resolved to means be determined, 就是下定决心的。那刚刚那句话 One shall not resort to violence. 也就是说，在任何时候都不应该诉诸暴力，除非呢，他决心在任何时候都成为暴力的主体。
对，这也是他对暴力的态度，他就是想要通过这种直观的痛感告诉观众暴力所带来的伤害。
Yeah, you have to admire the honesty of Japanese auteur.
Exactly. His film Auteur, different from most film directors.
Auteur, 那这个词呢其实是一个法语的来源啊，也是指的电影的导演，但一般指的是拍摄风格非常的明显独特的导演。
Yeah, for example, you wouldn't call someone directing superhero movies as an auteur.
是的，毕竟超级英雄片还是比较商业化，而且很容易就可以看懂了。
And another thing is that auteurs usually write their own screenplay.
Right, whereas most directors translated scripts written by others to the screen.
对，很多导演他的剧本根本就不是自己写的，那这种呢就算是 film directors。而 auteurs 这一种导演呢，他们自己写自己拍，还有可能自己演。
是的，不过我们刚刚说了这么多关于北野武的电影啊，其实在电视综艺上那性格是完全相反的。
Mm-hmm.
And his television persona is often the opposite of the characters he plays in the movies.
Yeah, instead of being the cool gangster, Kitano often plays the obnoxious kid on TV.
Exactly.Obnoxious, 意思就是令人讨厌的、顽劣的。那北野武在电视综艺啊，以及搞笑节目上，给人的印象就是那种有顽劣的孩子气，甚至上还可以称得上是无赖、流氓。
我记得之前看他 cosplay 林妙可的一张照片，真的是神一样的 cosplay。
我也看到了。You know, he's such a kid out.
Yeah, kid out 其实就是 kid 和 adult 这个单词的结合。那么这个单词呢就可以来形容一个人是老顽童。
Yeah, you know, last year at the age of 72, he divorced with his wife in order to be with his lover.
Yeah, I heard about that. And then he paid 20 billion yen to his ex-wife, and that's almost all his property.
可以说得上是一场举世震惊的离婚了、
mm-hmm.
史上最贵。
对。
那之后呢他还大言不惭地说为了挣钱希望早日就能够获得直木奖和诺贝尔文学奖。
Well, he's a rare breed in every perspective.
说的没毛病。A rare breed means a person or thing with characteristics that are uncommon among their kind. It is a rarity.
Yeah, a rare breed. 这个短语呢指的就是与众不同脑回路清奇。大部分情况下是用在褒义的语境下夸某个人非常的特别。但是呢也可以用于贬义讽刺的语境当中说这个人非常的奇葩。
yeah, but anyway, with his distinctive art of speech, he became one of the most popular entertainers in the country during the 1980s.
And he's probably one of Japan's greatest contemporary filmmakers.
是的，所以真的是有多重身份啊！日本近代史上最有名的导演之一，搞笑天皇，演员北野武，都是他。
对，那我们今天的节目呢，也就到这里结束了。听完大家对他是怎样的印象呢？欢迎在评论区跟我们留言分享。
今天的笔记也为大家整理好了，欢迎大家到微信搜索“早安英文”，私信回复“加油”。两个字，来领取我们的文字版笔记。That's all for today's podcast. This is Nora. Thanks for listening.
This is Jen. See you next time.
Bye.
This podcast is from Morning English.
学口语就来早安英文。